Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
So I need to know if I need to stage an intervention or whether I have a place to stage an intervention with one of my friends who I have a feeling may be a bit of an alcoholic. And it's one of my really close friends. And I'm just really concerned at this point because of something that happened just last weekend.
Bert, we brought you in here because we love you and because we care about you.
No, I mean, of course.
What if we did that?
We've got a letter to read to you, Bert.
We've all
your
written
mom,
down.
Your dad, no. Stacy, Gigi, everybody starts walking in.
One some of those people on that list that you just named, I would have a letter myself to read back to them.
I mean, of course, we love to go out and we love to have a few cocktails here and there, but it seems like this weekend it just got way out of control. And even before this weekend, we had a party that we went to and it just got out of control. The drinking started with like one glass of wine and then it became two and then it became she had no idea we were even at the same party. And I ended up having to drive her home and she threw up. But this weekend completely changed my thought process and I really feel like I need to drive her to a clinic or just at least express it to her, but I'm not sure really how to.
So she's going to a point where she's like blacking out whenever she drinks?
Well, this weekend she did black out. And this is probably maybe the fifth or sixth time that she's had a blackout. Wow. And she's only 22 years old.
The fifth or sixth time like ever? Or the
ever.
Fifth or sixth time that you guys have been friends?
That she's told me about.
Okay.
And you said she's how old?
She's 22.
22.
Okay. That does change things a little bit.
I mean,
we could play a game of alcoholic or 22 years old.
Right. You know? Yeah, and maybe that's, I mean, because I could see where you'd be conflicted because it's like, well, you're 22. You know, like it's different if you have six or seven blackouts and you're 40. But
right.
If you're 22, I could see where you're like, well, but still, that's a lot of blackouts.
Yeah, one is like normal. Like everybody has their one. I mean, I know it's not normal.
Or a couple,
normal,
Bert.
Like, okay, yeah, you know, it's all relative.
One per what? No, what are we looking? 6 months? 3 months?
like even lifetime. Like I think I've of course blacked out maybe one time, but that was when I was way younger. But I haven't blacked out since, and I know my limit, and I know.
Define blackout. Like she's.
I was gonna say that too.
Okay.
I don't really know exactly
she's
what that means.
She's not passing out on the floor of the club.
You're not passing out. You're very awake and you're aware. It's almost like an unconscious, but you're awake, and it's just because of alcohol. You have no recollection of what you've done the night before, but you're still up, and people can tell you what you were doing.
You need to loosen that definition a little bit.
Yeah. Here, hold on. I've got to do an intervention too. Dear Jeff,
yeah, right.
I called you here because I love you, because you are me.
What happened to her last weekend that has really got you thinking, okay, she really needs help?
She called me the next morning because she had no idea she even woke up at her mom's house. So she woke up at her mom's house. The first phone call she made was to me. She's like, Wendy, I have no idea how I even got here. And I'm like, okay, explain to me what happened. She had went and had a couple margaritas before she went out with her mom and a couple of friends afterwards and went out to a nightclub. So she had two margaritas and a shot. That's all she could remember. And she's like, I've been getting all these phone calls and text messages this morning on crazy stuff I was doing. And I was like, well, what were you doing?
Did you say she was out with her mom?
Yeah, she started out with her mom. Her mom ended up leaving her with her other friends because they were just going out and about and having a good time. Apparently, after that shot, she has no recollection of the rest of the night. She was yelling at bartenders to give her a bottle of vodka. She was yelling for shots. Like, these are good friends at this point. Like, I've never even heard of this coming from her. Like, angry yelling, like, for alcohol. More alcohol, more alcohol. She apparently was dragged out of the club, was clawing her way to get back into the club to get more alcohol. When she was finally put into the car, tried to jump out of the window to go back into the club to get more alcohol. Like, and apparently
she doesn't remember any of that.
She has no idea.
Wow.
She actually yelled at a good friend of hers, like just cussed her out for no reason, calling her a crazy bee. And it's like, you're not a person I ever want to be around. And just telling all these good people around her that they're just not worth being around.
I really don't feel like I have, I mean, quite honestly, like a very good access point here, because I was really such a heavy drinker and all my friends mm-hmm. were such heavy drinkers when I was 21 or 22 years old that I don't know what the difference between being like an alcoholic and just being 22 would be.
Yeah, I vote 22 year old girl.
I just don't know.
But she doesn't act like this. When we drink and we get drunk, you know, and I try to stay more sober than her just to take care of her, just to watch out for her. She's never had that mean personality come out. She's never had this crazy, like, mean, like, aggressive, like, behavior before. And I think this weekend it took it to a whole new level by being more aggressive, especially to people she loves.
Well,
she's
it
a
sounds
fun.
Like to me, though, that she's open to talking about it because she called you to say, this is what happened. She already has confided in you that she was embarrassed about her behavior. Right. She couldn't believe what she did, that she didn't remember it. So she's already sort of confessed at least that part of it to you. She probably was still buzzed when she made that phone call. So I wonder if sober she'd still be open to it. But it sounds to me like she'd be open to talking to you about it so that you could say, listen, like, I think we need, you know, like, I think you need to maybe change some things so that it doesn't become a bigger problem.
You just don't hear a lot of 22-year-olds that confess that they're alcoholics. I think because of the age. You know, chances are pretty good that so many of
our sort of social, you know, environment that it's made like normal.
You can probably realize it by like 28 or 30 or something like that when you start losing jobs and stuff like that. I just don't know too many 22-year-olds that say, I'm an alcoholic and I know it. Mm-hmm. Unless they have a family history of it. You know, they saw it. They saw their parents.
Doesn't everybody in their, not dismissing the behavior because it's very dangerous and it's scary, but doesn't everybody have a period in their lives where they ran hard?
No. But I didn't black out 6 or 7 or 8 times.
Out.
I didn't black out every time I went out, and I didn't have to get so violently drunk every time I went out at 22, 23, 24.
But I think, I don't know, I just think we're using the term black out. I mean, everybody has, if they go out and you have a big night out, I don't think it's unusual to have, wait a minute, I don't even remember seeing him.
Okay, I can say for myself at 22, and I'm not saying I didn't have a drinking problem at 22, and I'm not saying I didn't have a drinking problem at 42, but at 22, I think every time I went out, I probably got not blackout drunk, but stupid.
Well, I just think, you know her better than we do, and if you're concerned, that I think it's instinctual, and I think that it is dangerous for somebody to not know how they got where they got almost every time they go out. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a different attitude for a woman, too. That's incredibly more dangerous for Wendy's friend to do that than for Bert, you at 22 to do that.
Sure.
You know?
Identifying it is so tough at that age.
Not knowing how she got home and all that stuff.
Here's Barbara. Good morning, Barbara. You're on the Bert Show, Q100, hey?
Hi. I have a comment about your situation. I have a friend who is an alcoholic, and she keeps saying, oh, I need to stop, I need to stop, I need to stop. But deep down, she doesn't want to stop. And to Wendy and her friend, intervention wouldn't be the thing unless she wants to stop.
Do you hear your friend saying that? I got to stop doing this. Oh, I got to stop doing this.
It's almost every time. Like, the morning after we wake up, even going out, it's like, I can't drink anymore. I don't want to drink anymore. And then we'll go out, and it's more drinking. Even after that incident that happened this weekend, the next day, drinking.
So she can't have a casual drink. She can't have one. She's either running for the finish line or none at all.
Yeah.
So she identifies that, and she's not having a good time.
Well, she's having a good time. I mean, it doesn't seem to bother her. I mean, except for that one incident. But then this week, it was drinking again.
Here's Allison. Good morning, Allison. You're on the Bert Show, Q100.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Okay. Good. What's up?
One of the things you can tell your friend is once you reach the state of blackout drunk, each time you drink after that, it's easier and easier and easier to get to that point.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that?
I have a friend that eventually she got so bad that she woke up Easter morning naked in some guy's yard chasing his dog with an axe, and she'd had 2 drinks.
Oh, jeez.
I used to have to go pick her up from bars, and when we finally got her help, one of the things the doctors were telling us is, once you reach that blackout state, it's easier to trigger it every time.
Oh, no.
And the stuff they do gets crazier and crazier. Wow.
Did you just say that you picked her up Easter morning running through a yard?
Yeah.
Chasing a dog with an axe.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Angie Woods is on her way in here right now. She's gonna have, the dog whisperer is going to have something to say about that.
PETA is going to request that we subpoena these tapes.
Here is Emily. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. Love
hey.
The show.
Thank you.
You know, Wendy, I think you're doing a great thing. I think that you are already seeing the signs in your friend that she has the definite potential to become an alcoholic, and you definitely should not ignore these signs.
How does the conversation start? Like, it's going to be probably uncomfortable for Wendy, although it may be easier because you say that even your friend is starting to identify it now. So what are the first words you use?
You know, just like when you guys are out one time, just ask her how she feels about when she goes out and she has to call people to recollect the night before. You know, if she has a problem with it, if she has any guilt, ask her if, you know, the next day if she's embarrassed or, you know, ever feels any guilt or thinks she has a problem. And then, Wendy, you can just say, you know, I don't know, you know, exactly what it is to be an alcoholic, but I have some concerns for you. And just see how she feels about it for herself.
How do you think she'd take that?
I don't know, because every time I talk to her after the night before, she's like, oh, what happened? Did we have fun? I mean, there's no guilt there on her part. It's just we had a fun night drinking. The only time she ever felt guilt was that night that she got blacked out again.
Will she feel like you're attacking her, or will she feel like it's coming from a loving place? Because you guys are like, I mean, tight.
I mean, I've talked to her about her drinking and if it's out of control, and she doesn't think it's out of control, but I'm on the outside looking in and watching her, and I'm concerned, but she doesn't see the concern I have. I can tell her all day long to watch what you drink, make sure you're not over obsessing, and it's like in one ear out the other.
Mm-hmm.
I have two tidbits for you. I think one is that the next time you talk with her, you can say that we can still be friends and hang out and not drink, because I think that that's also the fear. Like, so I would say maybe suggest the next time you guys out, go do dinner and a movie and do something that has like nothing to do with alcohol and have a really good girl time, you know? And then I would say my second suggestion is to take and borrow somebody's flip cam.
Oh, Lord.
That's shocking.
Next time you guys go out together. And if she's
going
to go there and if she's going to go over the top and yell at the bartenders and whatever else, I think it would be hard to do, but you as a friend, just videotape
it. It's like you pull a Hasselhoff. Remember when we got that video of Hasselhoff?
Didn't you want to do that at one point, Bert?
Yeah, I said to you guys, man, I want you guys to take the camera and video me when I get drunk because I want to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I sort of tempered my drinking before that happened. I think just the thought of it freaked me out.
Right. I think that's a great idea, and I don't know if we could ever do just dinner and a movie without a drink.
Really?
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. Well, I mean, at least you're coming from a loving place, and I think she'll understand that, you know?
Yeah.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
How are you today, Angie Woods?
Fantastic. How are you?
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me back. I haven't seen you in a bit.
I know. As soon as you walk in the door, phone lines light up, man.
Yes.
They light up. People don't
have
to handle
it. We love to help Atlanta.
Well, you will today with some pretty unusual ones. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're on with Angie Woods. She is the dog whisperer from US Canine.
Oh, Well, my question is, my dog has been eating her poop for like the last 8 to 9 months and vomiting it pretty much every day. We've tried a lot of different things, the powder from the vet, putting it in her food. We clean it up, but she kind of just always is finding it.
It's a really common problem.
Really?
It really is. I mean, not like poop's not disgusting, you know, but so is rolling in dead things.
Right? Yeah.
So,
I mean, don't judge. Why you got to come on here and judge?
But there's a couple of different reasons dogs, you know, suffer from what's called coprophagia. It's the technical term for that. So, number one, many times they're bored. Number two.
Do you know how bored a human would have to be to start chewing on his own poop?
Yeah, but it's a pretty common reason why they do it.
Wow, what did you do? You were so bored. What did you do before you got to the eating your own poop stage?
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
I actually think once when I was looking for a dining room table, I stumbled across the coprophagia section of Craigslist.
Well, thank God we have thumbs and we don't go that far, right? But the next biggest thing might be that we're a really ravenous kind of eater. I mean, do we, like, love our dog food?
Yeah, I mean, I think that she eats it very quickly.
She's like an OCD eater almost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put it down.
Right. Almost always when someone tells me their dog suffers from this problem, the dog is really a ravenous eater. I mean, and as disgusting as it seems to we people, dog poop is recycled food.
Yeah.
So it's not hurting the dog in any way?
It actually is not hurting the dog whatsoever. I mean, they are going to vomit it up every so often, but there's nothing that's going to be harmful whatsoever.
So how does she correct the ravenous eating?
Yeah. Well, there is a whole technique behind that. And actually, we have a new video blog, AngieWoodsBlog.com, that we just launched last week. And we're going to be covering things like this on there with actual video footage where you can see step by step how to handle issues. And this is definitely one problem we're going to be covering.
Because it's just so complicated, you couldn't answer it right here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd take a long time.
It would.
Yeah.
That is one dog that is not licking anybody in the face in that house.
No.
Gross. Hot.
Good morning, Deborah. You are on The Burt Show with Angie Wood. She can answer any question you have about your dogs.
Good morning.
Hi. Love you guys. I wanted to know what I could do. I have a female dog that just had pups 6 weeks ago, and the male dog kind of growled at the little pup when they were eating, so the female dog attacked the male dog. She hurt him pretty bad, and so since then, I've kind of separated them and not letting the male dog around the pup and the female dog, but I want to keep the little pup, but I don't know how to keep them from fighting and the female dog from attacking him again.
Okay, well, this is you're playing against Mother Nature by trying to have the male dog with the puppies right now.
Yeah.
The female naturally would not let anybody near the puppies for, let's say, minimum 3-4 weeks.
Well, they're 6 weeks old now.
Okay, she's still in protective mode.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's, you know, a little bit in protective mode still. You know, I mean, even at 6 weeks, you know, they're really, really young. So, I mean, I would keep maybe him a bit separated while she's with the puppies until they're weaned and off to new homes.
Okay. Now, what do I do if I want to keep one of the pups keep her from attacking the female dog? Because every time the male dog gets around the pup, he kind of looks at it like he wants to growl at it, but yet he's kind of leery, afraid she will attack him again.
Well,
and he's smaller than her.
Well, that's probably why she's attacking him, because he's behaving that way. Mm-hmm. It's not stable. Dogs correct behavior that's not stable.
You got that, Deborah?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
It didn't sound like she got what she wanted.
She didn't seem
out
like
of that.
She accepted that.
That's
she,
not
she
what I wanted you to
that,
say.
Right? All right, producer Kyle, he's got a question. He's got a new dog also, Doberman Pinscher, think, right?
Yeah.
Having Doberman, some problems.
And they're real. I've heard that Dobies are really real stubborn.
Sometimes.
This is the problem that I'm having. I have a 3-year-old. I have other kids in the house, but I have a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And at first, when we first brought her home, the dog was, 12 weeks? Real small. The kids were all involved. Now that he's getting bigger, he's almost eye to eye. My daughter does not come on the ground anymore. She still loves the dog and everything, but she just purchases on the couch.
Is she afraid of him?
Yeah, she's not scared of him, but she's just nervous. And the thing that I've noticed is that the dog only responds to my voice. So I'll come to the house and I'll say no or whatever. He'll respond to me, but my kids are yelling at him now. So I'm just trying to I'm just trying to find a way to...
You're trying to get a balance back
exactly
in the house.
Exactly,
yeah.
When I'm not there.
What's he doing to the kids to make them nervous? Is he...
He's real jumpy. He's kind of nippy right
now. He's playing
too
much. Yeah. Okay. So doing that kind of thing is really disrespectful to your kids.
Right.
Okay. So learning how to correct him the right way. And if you've ever listened to me before, you may hear me talk about kind of giving a little tiny bump with your fingertips.
I've tried that.
And
yep.
Really hard, firm eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And you and mom need to be the boss so that you can pass that on to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not, you can't pass it on to them.
Okay.
And when the kids are nervous, they're feeding him that energy. You have to remember, like, a huge mm-hmm. part of dog communication is energy.
So they're feeding off of him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But he shouldn't be jumping on them. I'm a really big believer that kids should mean zero, which in my
right.
world is like zen.
Right.
So anytime he comes to approach your children, he should not be allowed unless he's totally calm.
So just be real aggressive when I'm there.
Not aggressive.
Not aggressive, but
firm.
Real
yeah.
firm while I'm there.
Well, okay. you want to be firm instead. I always say it's benevolent discipline. You
okay.
love him, and you're not harsh, but you're really firm. Like, don't come near my kids like that.
Right.
Kind of think how you would behave if somebody else were trying to treat your kids that
right.
way.
Right, okay.
Or bully them.
Yeah, you would step in and say, back off.
Because that way the dog is learning how to treat the children from Absolutely. Alpha dog over here.
Absolutely, which your children, if they come up dominant in the family, we never have a problem with dog knocking children over. They're
right.
always respectful. They can walk around with a cheese stick in the house, and the dog is respectful of their space.
All right.
I have a 4-year-old grandbaby. She can walk through my pack of 60 dogs.
Is that right? No
they,
problems.
They better part the Red Sea
wow.
for her.
I mean, that's awesome. That's cool.
And they love her. So.
Okay, I've got one for you, and mm-hmm. it's probably not going to sit well with you because it hasn't sit well with me for the last couple of weeks either, but
yes.
it's actually corrected the behavior, but I don't like what's going on
okay.
in my house right now.
Okay.
So we got this English Bulldog a couple of months ago, and we've had English Bulldogs before, and we got them because
yes.
these dogs, they're great with kids, they're passive, they're stubborn, but they're trainable. They're just,
mm-hmm.
they're great dogs, right? Well, we've got... the one dog that just will not respond to no. I mean, it's been really bad. We've brought trainers in the house. He is as stubborn as it gets. He's on the couch. He was jumping on the kids for a while. He was jumping on my wife for a while. Just wild. So we brought a trainer in, and we got a pinch collar to try to calm him down also, and that worked for a little while. But then he got stubborn again and started snipping at the kids. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think he thinks he was playing with them, but he was really like... A couple of weeks ago, he like bit at Hollis's face.
They'll do that. And you didn't call me to come help you.
Well, it's the same trainer that we've been using for years, so we're sort of in the same routine with the guy.
I've got you, yeah.
But this guy suggested that he said it's in very, very rare cases, we'll end up training the dogs that are super, super stubborn and we'll use a shock collar, which
I don't think it's necessary.
Hate.
No,
well,
it's not necessary.
We started using it last week and it's worked.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it work for you?
Yes, it
yes.
would. Now, it's not... The dog never yelps or anything like
mm-hmm.
that because I'm real sensitive to this. I
yes.
mean, this is...
Yeah.
He doesn't yelp, but he has corrected the behavior, and it took about 2 days, and he's fine now.
Can you take the collar off and correct the behavior?
Yes, after 2 days, we did.
Good.
Now,
okay.
he's still, from time to time, we'll go back and do the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I'm reluctant to use that thing. I hate it.
Well, I mean, what I teach people, and it's not... I think there's a place for e-collars, okay? But I think it's fairly rare. I typically use an e-collar for dogs who, like, kill cats. You know, or bolting against six lanes of traffic,
mm-hmm.
something's going to be a lifesaver. Typically not for something like this, because I want the discipline to come from you.
Right. Well, he's responding to me, but he doesn't respond to anybody else in the house.
Well,
and...
it's all about their energy. And what happens many, many times, they listen to the guys, because think about what your energy is bigger. You're a man. You're more dominant. But I always tell the women, I'm not a man. It can be done. Okay. But it's learning how to center your energy up and empower the people in your house. Children can do it. But you have an English Bulldog. I met him last time I was here. Remember, you just got him?
Yeah, he don't look like that anymore.
Mr. Cutie Patootie.
Yeah, Mr. Cutie Patootie, 65 pounds now.
He's a big guy now. But yeah, they are known for their stubbornness.
Yeah.
They were bred for it. And so learning how to overcome that and really not let him outdo you
mm-hmm.
and stay in really calm. And you should be able to correct him without the prong collar, too. I'm a fan of the prong collar because they don't choke the dog. They're actually very gentle, even though they look like medieval torture. And you know, some people
yeah.
kind of give me an argument about that. But once you feel them and see them, you really can't argue with the fact. But and I'm happy to show anyone.
Well,
but,
I may be giving you a call in a couple of weeks because I want to get that thing off of him.
We can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do it.
Hey, Lacey, good morning. You're on with Angie Wood. She is the dog whisperer.
Hi.
Good morning.
My dog, he's in California. I go down there every few breaks. I'm staying with my dad, and when I'm in the house and it's just me and the dog, he's really calm and everything, and he's calm, and he'll just lay down, and he'll only play when I want him to, but other than that, my dad will come in the house and he'll start jumping around and playing and everything.
So he's cool when she's in the house, but as soon as she leaves, the dog is kind of nutty.
Yeah, he's kind of excited when Dad comes in. Well, obviously, Dad represents excitement to him.
Or, you know what? How old are you, Lacey?
I'm 14.
You think you're able to own your own home yet?
No.
Because this may be your dad problem. I mean, because the dog's fine around you. You just may have to move them out into another house.
Well, 2 years ago, she would have got financing no problem. Now it's tougher. But 2 years ago, they would have totally done a 40-year mortgage with no interest for the first 35 years. No problem.
So what are you saying, that this is probably a dad thing? Like, well, he's getting the dog all excited?
He obviously represents excitement. I'm not sure what he's doing. But the first thing I would say would be have Dad walk in the door and totally ignore him until he calms down.
Well, that's what he does. He'll jump up on him and Dad'll... Just turn around and ignore him.
Okay, well, if you turn around, so see, jumping to a dog is a really dominant thing. Dominant just means bossy, okay? And so if he's jumping on you, you actually have to address that. You have to kind of give him a little bump off, because if you turn your back, you're yielding to him. You're saying, jump on me more.
Okay.
And if we have, like, guests over, he'll start, like, wrestling with my friends or...
Well, the best thing to do is ignore him.
So totally ignore him.
Totally ignore him and give him no attention. And he can only behave that way so long. If you just stand and hold your ground and not move and ignore him, he'll settle down.
Kids are tricky, man, with dogs. They really are tricky. You have to sort of look at it like a pack mentality, don't you?
It is a pack mentality. Yeah. It's instinct.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
All right, here is Kim, man. She is making a bold move this weekend.
Okay.
She said that she's got this man of her dreams, and this is the weekend that she's going to tell him what's up.
Okay.
So let's find out if they've been friends, if this is someone she just met a couple of weeks ago. Or a couple hours ago. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Listen, how are you?
I'm in love.
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous.
This is a bold, bold move. Yeah. Now, is this a friend that you've had for a very long time?
This is someone that I met through through work, but I've known him for about 6 months. I met him a long time ago, but it was very brief, and even then I felt this spark, but obviously I just sort of ignored it. And then in the past 5 to 6 months, I guess it's been 6 months, we've been working really closely together and just spending a lot of time outside of work together. And I just, something has happened to me and I can't, I've tried to ignore it and I just cannot get around the fact that something big has happened to me and I can't get around the truth. And I'm very nervous about what to do with that.
All right, we got to squash some of this. This is going in the opposite direction I was hoping it was going to go. And I was thinking, here's a guy that I've known since I was 17 years old, and I'm 30 now, and we've got this great friendship, and this is the weekend. I'm going to tell him I love him, and he's going to say I love you back, and we'll be married by Tuesday. That's not what we're heading.
I'm clenching my teeth a little bit because I want to know more about the relationship outside of work. Yes. Are you dating? Are you monogamous? Are you?
No. I'm currently – this is where it gets –
Oh no!
Difficult. I'm currently in a relationship of 3 years.
Oh Lord!
Melissa just threw her headphones off.
Are you kidding me?
I live with my boyfriend, and he's someone I love very much, and he's a good man. I'm telling you, I did not go looking for this. This is one of those things that has just hit me, and I didn't realize. You know, I've been happy for 3 years. I've been happy and I've been, you know, well loved. and I'm, you know, it's only because I've been spending time with this person and that I've realized that there's been something that's huge that's missing, and it's just that feeling of being totally alive and really, really knowing that you're in love. And, you know, when it hits you, you can't ignore it. You can't deny it.
Okay, let's back up for a second. Let's squash this for just 1 second. You said you've been in this relationship with dude for 3 years. Did you feel the same way about the guy that you're living with right now that you feel about this guy?
No,
you've never been that excited.
The guy that I'm living with now, you know, I came to love him very, very slowly. And I never had that spark, and I never had that huge sense of passion, but he was a good man, and I loved him, and we work well together, and I would never do that. Listen, I wouldn't hurt him for the world if it weren't for this thing that I can't deny, and I wouldn't put him through this. Uh-huh.
With your coworker, do you know how your coworker feels about you yet?
I don't know. I think it's got to be two sides. I can't imagine that I've created this on my own. I mean, I know I haven't. I don't know how he feels, so I don't know.
Because I actually know a story of a friend that this happened to maybe 10 years ago. She was in a long-term relationship, had a long-time boyfriend. I think they were together maybe a couple of years. She met someone else and really started to have feelings for this other person and was just like, okay, I can't deny it anymore. So she went to her boyfriend and said, I'm having feelings for someone else. We're going to need to break up. They break up, and now she is with the guy that she started to have feelings for. They've been married for, like, I don't know, however long.
So it worked out well.
So it worked.
But
so
she handled it right.
She handled it correctly.
She recognized
it correctly.
And she said, the relationship I'm in currently is going nowhere. This is as far as it's going to go. I have strong feelings for someone else. I'm just going to be honest and tell him I have strong feelings for someone else. We need to break up. And now she is married, has a child, and is all... Everything's all hunky dory with the other guy.
First of all, don't ever use the words hunky dory on the show.
But you know what I'm trying to say. So
I can hit delay if you don't want anybody to hear
it. It's from the Hobbyville glossary.
I'm going to see my family this weekend. It's already kicking in.
Let's see if these stories are parallel. Do you feel like you're in this relationship that's not going anywhere right now? That you're just going through the motions? You don't think there's an engagement, or are you still in love with this guy?
This is the part that's so confusing. I love the man, but I don't think that I am in love with him, and I don't.
But he can't be a backup.
It's a lot to give up, and I don't want to give it up unless I have some kind of confirmation that this other man feels the way I do. It's a huge risk to take.
Yes, it
is.
All right, Lucy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I've been in a similar situation, and he, I think, needs to follow her heart. But before she does that, she needs to let the guy that she's with know, you know, that the feelings just aren't there.
Agreed.
But she's not saying the feelings aren't there. She's just saying that she has stronger feelings for the other guy. Is that right, Kim?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I've never felt this way about a guy before, the office guy, and I think he could potentially be my real soulmate. But if he doesn't feel the same way, I mean, I really love my boyfriend, and I don't want to hurt him unnecessarily. For my own sake, I don't want to lose him, you know?
Well, you can't have it all.
But you're trying to have your cake and eat it, too. And you can't do that. You owe it to your boyfriend.
Why would I put him through that? If this man doesn't want to be with me, I mean, I can't even stomach the thought, but if he doesn't want to be with me, why would I put my current boyfriend through that kind of turmoil when I'm happy with him? I love him. I don't understand why this has happened to me. I just know that I can't.
But if you were completely happy with him, then you wouldn't be having feelings for somebody else.
Agreed. And I mean, why not let your boyfriend find his soulmate? I mean, if you're actually saying that somebody else is your soulmate, you know,
because he thinks that I am his soulmate.
Well, you don't think he's yours, though, and so I don't believe.
I thought so. I just didn't know. I mean,
he's not. He's not.
Until I met this guy.
So I don't believe that even if you told this other guy and he said, no, I don't have feelings for you, and you go back to your boyfriend, I don't think you'll be happy. So I
agree with that.
I'm a firm believer that you need to talk to your boyfriend about your situation, because I think that this feelings for the other guy is a symptom of what's going on in your own relationship.
Your boyfriend, your 3-year boyfriend, is now your backup plan.
Right.
Because plan A now is...
Have him referred to that way.
That's what he is.
I never thought of him that way, and I don't, and I hate to...
Yeah, you do.
But then, If he ever found out about this, like,
you know, you'd lose him.
Right. Like 10 years from now, you guys are married, you got two kids or whatever, and you say to him, hey, you're going to hear a funny story. Do you remember that guy that I blah, 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 and was friends with? Remember him? Oh, my God. Well, there was a time that would rattle the core of the relationship.
Sure would. Hey, Rebecca, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
I've actually been in the same situation before, and the only thing that I really hated about it was I didn't tell my boyfriend anything about it. I found out what the feelings were from the other guy first, because in the end, I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to hurt my boyfriend either. I mean, because I was with my boyfriend for about 4 years, and I also met a guy that I was working with, and we hung out after work, you know, grab drinks, you know, do whatever for probably about 7 to 9 months. And I thought I had that connection there, and I found out after I talked to him first, you know, he didn't like me that way. He just liked me as a friend, and, you know, I just stayed with my boyfriend. So I didn't go through all that pain. So I think, you know, in my opinion, she shouldn't tell her boyfriend anything yet. She should find out first to be sure, so that way she doesn't have
to. That's selfish.
You know, lose everything.
That's really selfish.
Because she doesn't want to be alone.
Are you still with that boyfriend?
No, actually, we broke up.
Imagine. Surprise.
I mean,
it's like, I don't know. I just, I don't think you can go in reverse. I completely agree with Melissa. I think your feelings have moved on to someone else, and it's not they're going to move back to your 3-year boyfriend, because you're already done.
Right. Like, what's
going
to happen?
That relationship has expired for you to have these strong feelings for somebody else. That former relationship is over. It's done. It's finished. Let him, like Melissa said, let him go. Find his destiny.
Hey, Ann, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here stewing. It's selfish. The thing is, you know, everything is always greener on the other side. It's always newer. It's always more attractive. Why not fix the problems that you have? Address the issue. You know, you're being selfish holding on to this. What if this person was doing it to you? How would you feel?
But she's saying you guys don't have any issues. Just what you're saying is that you feel stronger about this new guy than you ever have about the first guy. But in your opinion, there's nothing wrong with your current relationship, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've been very happy. He is a good man, and we are good together. I would never do anything to harm him or harm that, except that this thing has happened to me. I didn't choose for this to happen. It just...
Neither did he, though.
It happened.
Yeah, and if... I mean, in all honesty, if Katie said to somebody else, I think I have found my soulmate, and I'm not it... then I would want her to let me go, because I don't want to, like Bert said, let's look at the perspective of your boyfriend, your live-in boyfriend. If he knew all this and he knew he was your backup plan, because that's really what he is right now, then...
I know, but it doesn't feel that way. I would never... I don't know
why you're being so defensive, because you're in this situation, whether you chose it or not, you're in it, so you got to handle it right. And I think that the right thing to do is exactly what Jen's friend did. You got to talk to your boyfriend about the situation, because it is not a perfect situation at home. You said you're not in love with him. You said yourself, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. Then why are you with him?
Yeah, Kim, what did you call us for? Did you think that you were going to call us and we were going to go, oh, this is such a romantic story?
Yes. She called us so we justify her story, and then she can move forward. But when we don't justify it, then they get all like,
You're fighting your position, but you called us for advice. So we're giving you the other side here, and you're not accepting it.
I think I'm just scared, and I need to hear a sounding word. I mean, I feel like, again, the past few months, I've been trying to ignore it and trying to ignore it. And I'm like, God, am I crazy? I think I just needed to say it out loud. I haven't told anyone. I haven't told anyone.
Well, thank you for that. I do appreciate you thinking of us for that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I just needed to say it out loud, and I needed to see how it felt to say it out loud. And I respect your opinion. I just the more I talk about it, the more I feel like these things only happen to you maybe once, maybe twice in a lifetime, and if you don't act on them, then it's to ignore that this wonderful gift that's been given to you. And
we're not even now. Listen to the advice that you've heard today.
Yes,
most people are calling up saying, if that's really the way you feel about it, then go for it. But do it in the right way. And the right way is to tell your boyfriend where your head's at.
Because you chose to spend time outside of work with this guy. Like you, it's like it just happened to me. Well, you have chosen the path that leads to having feelings for this guy because you have not ignored him. You've spent time with him.
And you just talked about the gift. You just talked about the gift that you've been given, and you're talking about this other man. You're not talking about the guy you're living with.
The backup plan.
That's a problem.
Here's Alyssa. We'll take one more call on this. Hey, Alyssa, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just think this is a phase and a fantasy, and she is just about to make the biggest mistake of her life. I really do. I think that it's just, I mean, she thinks she likes this guy because he's at work, and it seems all exciting, and, you know, it's just a fantasy. But really, I think she should stick with what she has because she knows that she loves him, and she's just going to get sick of this guy at work if he actually does go for her.
On the other hand, you have the Jen Hobby story that she was telling us, you know? That
yeah, my friend, this happened to her maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but she was telling me because I asked her how she and her husband met, and she said, actually, I was in another relationship. It was like maybe 2 or 3 years long. I can't remember exactly, but she said, I just started having really strong feelings for him. So she, sure enough, she went back to her boyfriend at the time and said, listen, this isn't, you know, going anywhere. We got to part ways. I have feelings for someone else. So they broke up, and now she is currently married to and has a child with the guy that she started having feelings for. But she handled it, you know, in the right way and in a really mature way, which I think when you're caught up with emotion and everything else, that not everybody makes great decisions. And so I always think of her story because I think I really commend her for making the right decision.
So this could be the biggest mistake of your life or the best decision you ever made. You don't know at this point. You just don't know. But
I don't think it's the biggest mistake of your life if... Because just the way you talk about your boyfriend, you're not excited by him. You said you're not in love with him anymore. I mean, there are relationships that just are meant not to work. Mm-hmm. And so this may be one of them, but you need to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You just need to do the right thing.
I don't need to face that possibility. After 3 years, I don't even know if I'm ready to face the possibility of letting him go, but I have to know.
You can't have both.
We are facing the possibility of having to let you go right now.
and we're going to do the right thing and do it.
And we're letting you know.
I'm being honest with you, and I'm telling you that we're going to separate for a little while.
We're starting to have feelings for another segment.
Kim, can we check back with you? I want to check back with you next week, though, and find out what you did. Did you talk with the guy at the office? Did you talk with your boyfriend? Did you not do anything? Can we check back with you next week?
I'm seeing him this weekend, so... I don't know how I'm not going to talk about it. I don't know.
You
I'm seeing him this weekend. Advice.
So you're supposed to do some work, like some side work with him this weekend?
No,
she's seeing him.
She's having a date with him that she set up.
It's not really a date, but
come on.
So your boyfriend? So you're just hanging out as friends? So your boyfriend will be there?
My boyfriend's away this weekend.
Great. Cheat on your boyfriend.
Are you
amazing?
I'm not. I'm absolutely not going to cheat.
You're calling it a date. It's a date. A date is cheating.
Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The thing that drives me crazy is like this. Such a victim.
It just happened.
I don't have control of any of this.
I didn't choose this.
How does this happen to me?
I mean, we're going out this weekend. I mean, I'm just going to somehow be, you know, I'm going to just fling in my car without any control, and the car's just going to go to him. And I don't know what. Where's my car going? I don't know.
My life is a runaway train, and I have no brain.
Oh, my God.
I understand that because my car does the same thing as I pass a Dairy Queen. It just turns right in.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, we got one call here. Someone that wants to be brutally honest about stepping into psycho.
Okay.
And we're going to put Maggie on the voice disguiser. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, do you understand what, like, the definition of stepping into psycho is?
Yeah.
All right, you tell us what it is then.
Okay, so I just was recently dumped by my boyfriend because he was with another woman. And so he dumped me for this other woman, and so now I've kind of become a little obsessed with her and, like, checking her out online and Googling her and Facebooking her and all that. And followed her on Twitter, and she is actually married and is going to be at a restaurant with her husband tonight, and I'm going to confront her.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. How did you find out where she was going to dinner and all that?
She always posts where she's going and what she's doing. So.
Does she post it on Twitter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Boy. So you're going to walk into the restaurant while she's there with her husband. You're going to say, hi, my name is Maggie, and I'm so...
I think, hey, you look so familiar. Don't I know you? Aren't you dating? And then I'll say my ex-boyfriend's name.
Wow.
Nice.
But what happens if she denies it? You've got to come in there with some sort of proof.
Which she will. She'll go, well, right. No, I don't know that name. I don't know Bert Weiss, whatever, right. Blah, blah, blah.
But, yeah, that's a great point. Are you bringing in some proof?
I don't know that I really have proof, but I'm definitely going to make her...
I mean, if you're stepping into psycho, it's got to be a bigger than presentation than that sentence.
You're not embracing your crazy.
Why should she believe you?
Embrace your crazy.
Or why would he believe you, I guess? Her husband.
Well, we do have a mutual friend, so I mean, we can always call her on the phone.
This may backfire on you here, because you really don't have proof. And I've said this before, that if somebody told me that my wife was cheating on me, I'd need to see it, because I wouldn't believe it, so I need to see
definite
it with my
proof.
Own eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see.
Are there any, like, Facebook message exchanges, Twitter exchanges between her and your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, he would be able to see that, her husband would, if he you know, decided he wanted to look into it.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you print those out and bring those with you?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
See, Wendy's got a plan for you.
I'm helping
you.
You
need a wingman.
To help you get crazy. We will help you step into psycho. Yeah.
Listen, we want to have you back on Monday, and it needs to be a good story, so listen to Wendy, okay? Listen to the sage advice of one Wendy.
Is this a hoity-toity restaurant, or is this just kind of a, you know, chilling place, or what?
It's a little bit like, it's like she posted that it's her date night, so they're going on a date.
I love it. I need to step into psycho, because I think you need to buy both of them drinks and attach the Facebook messages or Twitter posts to the drink and just, like, stay afar and just watch the action happen.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
it's
called the XX chromosome, honey. Yeah, that's what it's called.
I don't know where I just came up with that. It's just, I guess, I need to go to therapy and look into that.
You found out today that you have a superpower you never knew before, and you've just unleashed it.
And I'm just nuts.
That if you need help stepping into psycho, Wendy can be your co-pilot.
I always wonder why the government thinks men are the better planners and the best strategy guys when it comes to military and spies. Honey, how are women?
I know.
We're much better at this.
But she didn't have a good plan. I mean, Wendy's fine, but Maggie didn't have a good one coming in here.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask Maggie if she has a plan on how to get out, because I think stepping into psycho, you always have the plan on how you're going to get in, but what's going to be your grand exit?
Exit strategy.
That's
I don't know. Maybe a drink in the face? I'm not sure.
That's too much of a cliche. It'll never happen.
But it is an ending, and then you walk out.
But then,
you don't want to just tell him and then be standing there like, yeah. So then, that's it.
Yep, here I am,
and now I'm just standing. I think in the middle of a restaurant.
I think you just go with one honest thing. So you go up to the woman and you're like, hey, are you, you know, whatever. Hey, Wendy, are you aren't you dating Bert Weiss?
But I'm gonna say no.
Okay, so say no.
No.
I'm pretty sure you are, because Bert is my ex-boyfriend. Don't save that. Send, I'm pretty sure that you are, and I'm pretty sure that these Facebook messages prove it, and I'm pretty sure that's probably not going to be cool with your husband. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
I think you're looking at this from the wrong angle, Maggie. You should feel lucky that, based on what we've seen with, like, Tiger Woods and Jesse James and all, the fact that he's only cheated with one woman is really not
how many men have said that in the past few weeks to their girlfriends? Hey, honey, it was just one. I mean, look, it could be much worse.
Why are you overreacting?
He didn't cheat.
Why are you being crazy?
He broke up with her, right, for this other woman, or did he cheat on you with her?
Cheating.
Both.
Hey, Dane, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I had a suggestion. Why doesn't she actually call the ex-boyfriend and suggest they go to dinner as friends at the same restaurant?
Oh,
that would be good.
Now you're talking.
That's another level right there. Very nicely played, Dane.
But the boyfriend knows he's going to be there. I mean, or she's going to be there. Yeah. Because if she's sitting out on Twitter, the boyfriend who she's in a relationship knows where she's going to be tonight.
Melissa, it's a good point.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why it was not a good suggestion from a guy.
All right, Maggie, let me put you on hold, and we'll talk to you Monday morning around the same time, okay?
Oh, Bert, that's a good idea.
Stealthy, Bert.
Dude, did my painkillers just kick in on you?
No, Friday just kicked in.
Yeah, okay. Friday, it's going to be 80 all weekend.
You're getting out of town. Uh-huh. This is Sue. She knows she's stepping in a psycho this weekend. Good morning, Sue. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
This weekend, well, this guy, I was dating him for a year, and he was dating his ex-girlfriend at the same time, and he got engaged to her while we were still dating and broke up with me over Christmas, and they're getting married this weekend, and so I have all the proof that he cheated on her, and so we're going to put it all in an envelope, and right after they get married, one of my friends is going to deliver it to her and so that she's married to him, because I'd rather her get married and see what a loser he is after they're married.
Are you making this up? Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Why don't you deliver it rather than your friend?
Well, because if he sees me, I mean, I'm going to be there, but she knows who I am.
You're
going to
be there.
I'm going to be with her. I'm going to drive over there with her.
Uh-huh.
But she knows who I am, because he's cheated on her before with me. And she just stays with him, and she's stupid. So...
Well, if she knows that already and she stays with him, then why is this going to be shocking?
Well, he told her that I'm the psycho and that I'm making it all up and everything, and she just, believes him, and so...
Yeah, delivering the top secret envelope is not going to, prove differently, I don't think.
Well, she will prove that she's psycho in a different way, but she'll at least be correct. I mean, she'll at least say, look... I'm not nutty in that way. This really did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But God, seems...
Should I deliver it myself? Would that make it better?
That's the gutsy way to do it.
Well, you got to be careful, though, because remember you said a few minutes ago, you're not the psycho one, so you don't want to be portrayed as psycho when you deliver an envelope to a woman who just got married
She knows she's stepping into psycho. That's why she called.
How is your friend going to get to her?
Well, we know the way. We have mutual friends. He went on vacation with me while he was dating her, and his guy friends knew that they were dating. They were in a Facebook relationship together, and he was secretly dating me and telling me we were going to get back together and stuff.
Mm.
And so I have, all the hotel bills from all the times, he went on vacation with me, and his name, he paid for it.
Wow.
But that didn't answer how your friend's going to get to her, after she's married.
She's invited to the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're saying at the reception is when she plans to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, yeah, she said after the wedding. Wow, that's going to be nasty. That's really nasty. But you're you're 100% confident you're going to do it, because I think we've talked to people before that this sounds like a great idea on Friday.
Right.
But then you're forget it. Over the weekend, I'll just let it go. But do you have everything in a folder?
I'm doing it.
You have it in the folder ready to go right now.
So
yes,
why?
I'm ready to go. I've had it ready to go for about 2 months because my mom actually suggested doing it. And so I'm
going to
do it.
Awesome.
That's how you learn psychos from your mama.
It's past that.
Save that.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you're so mad at her instead of him. Her.
I'm not mad at her, but I was dating someone, and he came to me and said he wanted to get back together while he still had a girlfriend. So I feel like I want to ruin his relationship like he ruined one of my good relationships, because I was stupid enough to fall for it.
Right, Rebecca here has a suggestion for you. Good morning, Rebecca. You are on Q100.
Hi. My suggestion is, instead of delivering the envelope to the bride, deliver the envelope to her mother.
The bride's mother?
Yeah, because obviously the bride, if she's saying she's, she knows or she's suspected, you're right, it's not going to be a shock. But if you deliver it to the mother-in-law, that's not going to go over very well.
Rebecca, where is this evil coming
this
from?
This is actually a really good mm-hmm. suggestion.
It is smart.
But I would deliver it to the mother-in-law before the wedding.
Right before the wedding.
Yes, mm-hmm. right before the wedding. Damn. When she can do something about it.
And what about,
That's good.
I feel bad for her.
It's like a movie.
All right, well, Sue, let's check back with you on Monday morning and see if you really did it, okay? And what the repercussions were if you actually did it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to say have a good weekend because you're about to ruin somebody's wedding. So I guess we'll just check back with you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. Don't go anywhere. I want to put you on hold. We'll get your phone number.
Okay.
Hold on. Ew.
Ouch.
Ew.
For some reason, I don't think she's going to follow through with it.
I think it, in your head, it sounds like a great plan. You even may put the folder together, but then when it comes to execution time, you're like, I just can't do this.
I'm just laughing because most people right now are trying to do their last-minute taxes and getting receipts in their envelopes to take to their accountant, and she's doing all these receipts and hotel receipts for her ex-boyfriend.
What if she brought the wrong envelope? They open it up
here's
and it's like,
oh, that's funny.
What is this? You made a donation to the Salvation Army. Who cares?
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.